Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Today is Tuesday at noon Eastern Time. We do a radio show either live or replay with a great friend of ours. His name is Russ Johnson. Russ was super-duper, still is, in the home-based business arena, so I knew about Russ Johnson before he ever knew about us because he's been in the business for decades and got a really great reputation. And then one day he called me up and say, hey, I want to promote, if you will, a radio show that I want to do on UFOs. And I said, well, that's fascinating. I couldn't really see the connection between UFOs and MLM, except for the people seem to be out of this world. That is sometimes an old business. It's a little strange.
Love it.
So having fun with that. We've been doing some radio shows helping to expose people to some of the things that are going on. And this is a really magical time. Russ has got more information about this than I would ever imagine, but this is a magical time because there's new exposures to what's going on with UFOs. There's new exposures both in Senate races and artificial intelligence and a whole bunch of stuff that's coming out with full disclosure. So for those people that want to learn, there's more information now available than ever before. So Russ is a wealth of information, and we decided we're going to do some of these radio shows so you will be able to have access to some of the things that he has access to as well. And today he's got a special guest, so I'm going to kind of step out of the way and just say, if you want to hear what he has to say or see what he has to say besides on Building Fortunes Radio, you can go to buildingfortunesradio.com/UFO. We made it easy for you. Or you can go to lightsinthenight.org. That's my favorite. He's got other websites, but that's one of my favorites. Lightsinthenight.org is one of his websites you'll be able to go as he's building that up as well. So, Mr. Russ Johnson, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Well, thank you very much for introducing me. I appreciate it. Let's get underway. Listen, so I have, as he said, lightsinthenight.org. Go there, take a look, or Project Disclosure, whatever you want to hear, .com. And it talks about basically the soft release that the Pentagon, New York Times, and many researchers and whistleblowers are talking about for a change about what's been happening for the last 80 years or 100 years on planet Earth with UFOs, UAPs, and the aliens that are visiting us. So you can get into some of that. But today what I want to do, and by the way, I also will be interviewing people who or psychics and clairvoyants, people who do remote viewing and intuitives and channeling, and all the people who know what's happening on planet Earth and what's happening with the Galactic Command, and they will be talking to that in the future. So we will have guests of that, with those kind of information pieces that we need. But 2024 is going to be a surprise for a lot of people. But again, I came in contact with a young lady the other day, and she's going to help us with some of that. So she's going to start a nonprofit organization here in Florida, and then it's going to reach out Florida and expand beyond, dealing with helping people to understand a lot of issues, and we will talk about those issues in a moment. And that's J.C. Coffee. So, J.C., welcome to lightsinthenight.com, and welcome to Fortunes Radio. Welcome to share with us some of the things that you're planning on doing. Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Are you there?
Hi, Russ. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate you and the radio station for doing this. A little bit about what the J.C. Coffee Foundation is doing. We're working on, in a world where dreams and innovations collide, the J.C. Coffee Foundation emerges as a beacon of hope, Russ, for underprivileged entrepreneurs. So we're taking and putting together the opportunity to bring funding and business development to people who have never had that opportunity.
Excellent. Well, could you just expand upon this? What specific arenas will you be addressing with people who are underserved, people who are on the margins, people who are looking to get away from the inflation and all the and the debt. Credit card debt alone is $1.7 trillion. So people need help with that. Give me some of the programs and policies that you'll be addressing to help us out here.
Well, so I have already developed relationships with a lot of organizations, and we're going to focus on startups and small business, and we're going to come into the communities where they have never had the opportunity to even hear about the opportunity, the ability to be a business owner. As you, I'm sure, are quite aware, a lot of people just think that they go to work for someone else, and they never know about building their dreams. So as we come into communities and provide assistance and insight, mentorship to people to let them know that they matter and their dreams can be built just like Bill Gates built his dreams. And so we're going to provide mentorships. We're going to provide the opportunity to have and learn about funding as far as grants, as far as microloans, as far as investments, small and large, and how to do crowdfunding. We're also going to work on sustainability. So not only teaching someone how to build it, but how to maintain it and keep it. Risk management is a large component of this as well. The other day I was talking to someone and they started going in depth on that. And I thought, you know, we're not taught how to mitigate risk. So these are the type of components that I feel like with love, nurture, and compassion, we can really help people build themselves by having the knowledge to be able to execute these adventures.
Excellent. So in addition to teaching people how to get grant monies, because a lot of grant monies, not only through the government, but through private industry. As a matter of fact, Charlie Munger, Warren's partner, left the other day at 99 years old, and he left $2.9 billion on the table. He didn't take it with him. And then I'm looking at the other organization, I can't think of it, Goldman Sachs the other day announced that they will put $10 billion on the table in grant monies for people who are in the margin class, minorities, as they call minority women, black women, white women, people who would need some additional help in terms of managing their lives. So that's on the table for people to get. And then if you go to the Warren Buffett Foundation and Bill Gates Foundation, all of them have billions and billions and trillions of dollars on the table, but you have to know how to write those grants, and you will be teaching people how to do that. In addition, understand that you will be offering people a chance to have their own 501c3 nonprofit organization like the Bill Gates Foundation, Warren Buffett Foundation, or the Clinton Foundation, or the United Way. So you're getting yours underway, and you will be teaching people those mechanisms, if you will. What else would you be doing in terms of helping people to have sustainability on this planet called Earth as we face a lot of challenges?
So as a mother who's raised 14 in verse 7, sustainability is very important to me. And so I will be building out nurturing retreats, and the nurturing retreats will be on a compound. The compound will be completely self-sustaining. And so I'm going to be teaching people not only how to build wealth for generations to come, but to be able to sustain themselves. So teaching them how to be able to grow their own food, teaching them how to be able to, you know, live without being controlled by the environment around them. So with that, it goes into the ability to build out anything that they desire, and I'm going to teach them the steps of each of the execution of that.
Okay. The specificity of some of the things that we discussed, you have a legal service that's been around for, 70 years? It's called Legal Shield, and it's all over this United States, and it's all over Canada, and they provide a number of services for people who are indigenous and can't afford $300 or $400 or $500 an hour for an attorney. You said you will be offering initially for some people to get a free membership with that organization. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes. So through our organization, what we want to do is be able to go in and help people who never knew help existed. And what I mean by that is if I come in and say to the average person, they need an attorney, they look at me with a deer in the headlights. Look, they feel like they're incapable of acquiring that. And so what we want to do is we want to provide legal services to people in underprivileged areas so they can actually have a voice on every level. And this service will be able to come in and help them with pretty much whatever it is that they need help with.
That's great. That's certainly worthwhile because a lot of people just don't know how to manage themselves around that legal service arena because sometimes it's so expensive when you talk to an attorney. Now, we did say that you're going to help people to get into the nonprofit arena, the 501c3s, if you will, like the Andrew Carnegie Foundation, United Way, Catholic Charities, Jewish Charities. So what kind of steps would you be using in order to get people down that avenue? What kind of training is involved?
Driven by the desire to level the playing field, Russ, we're rolling out the red carpet for startups and small businesses. You know, they've kind of been playing in a field where it was stacked against them. So with this program, we'll literally be able to teach them what are the requirements and how to implement it. A lot of people talk about things, but we're going to hold people's hand and teach them step by step each part of the process. And so with that, we'll be able to teach them, you know, how to start their foundation and then how to get their foundation going once they do start it, how to be a pillar in the community, how to offer back. Because as humans, we all are actually desire to please. We're born to please. A lot of times we're not given the opportunity and the tools to be able to please. And so when you provide a step-by-step platform and you hold their hand through it to nurture them and to be there to support them, they will succeed. And that's the biggest thing. That's the biggest key for me is to be able to help everyone get ahead.
Okay. Before I bring in Peter, because I think we got to take a break. We're coming up on that pretty soon. Could you just reference the kind of job development you will be doing, not only traditional 9-to-5 processes, but home-based business entities? Could you talk about some of that you'll be offering?
Yes. So we will be helping entrepreneurs. That's our biggest thing. I want to teach people how to work for themselves and what that looks like. So when we go in, I have a category of 7 tests that I come in and have the client take to be able to understand more what they want. And then I use artificial intelligence to help them develop a plan that pretty much brings out their passions. So whatever business that they want to run, we will be able to help them, guide them through the setup process, and then continuously hold their hand and through the completion and sustainability of it.
Yep. You're talking about collaboration and coordination and having a synergistic relationship with other nonprofit organizations like the United Way Catholic Charities or Andrew Carnegie Foundation or the Rockefeller Foundation, and you will show people how to go down that path, if you will, of success. So that sounds like something that's pretty monumental to be teaching people. I don't know too many organizations that teach that. I know that here in Florida we have the Florida Atlantic University, FAU, that teaches philanthropy. And then, of course, then you go to Princeton, Yale, and Harvard, they teach philanthropy to the people who want to get into that arena. Are there any way you want to reach out to the masses or have people contact you for further information about what you're planning on doing, who may want to assist
Absolutely.
You or guide you and direct you? Yeah, go right ahead.
Absolutely. I want to make sure that everyone has this opportunity. That's the biggest thing is a lot of people they will do it. They just don't have the access to do it, right? And so that's the biggest thing for my for the foundation, to give them the ability to be able to reach out and set it up and get started.
Okay. Well, Peter, I think we're on break time, but you might have other questions over you might want to ask.
Sure do. Well, first thing we want to do is, when is she coming back? we need her coming back. Let's do this. We'll take a little commercial break first. You're listening to Russ Johnson and JC Coffee on Building Fortunes Radio. We're right there.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
We're back. Peter Mingles here with Russ Johnson and JC Coffee. We're talking about entrepreneurship. This is right up our alley. That's why we call it Building Fortunes Radio, because we can help you build your fortunes, and you might find the right resources right here with Russ Johnson and his special guest. So, Russ, back to you.
Right. Thank you very much. JC, I just want to get into another area that people just don't talk about too often these days, or they may hear about it, but they really don't know how to get down the labyrinth or the road to make this thing happen. We're talking about GoFundMe campaigns. Now, that's a legal entity by Indigo and some other big companies out there. People hear GoFundMe. They don't know how it works. They don't know all the nuances of it. I understand that you have a serious contact up in Canada who's raised in the last 20 years hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, maybe billions of dollars, in that whole arena. And that person will be coming to your assistance to help put on your platform of how to do the GoFundMe processes. Could you talk more about that?
Yes. So again, I believe in mentorship. So as I'm learning and growing, I want to help everyone around me learn and grow. And so I have contacted him, and we're in a collaboration together to help people, again, same concept as what we're doing for the nonprofits, to be able to understand step by step how to start a crowdfund, how to raise money, how to pretty much make yourself what really is free, because freedom means that you have the ability to access anything around you. And for us, we're not about just about funding. We're about opening doors. See, our mission is to democratize access, Russ, to essentials for launching, growing, and sustaining a successful business. And so with the crowdfunding, people will be able to come in, sign up, and have someone to walk them through the entire process. Again, understanding each step, and then we'll be able to help them with the ability to make sure that on every level they're answering, they're keeping their papers in order, they have everything that they need to succeed.
Peter, do you have when people are listening to this and they may want to call you and get more information, do you have a website, do you have a telephone number, how can they reach you?
So for me,
hello?
Or for JC? For me or JC?
For JC. For both.
Oh, okay.
For Peter.
I thought he said.
For, yeah,
okay,
Peter,
for JC,
Peter.
For Peter, right?
Well, for Peter, my number, and I can answer a lot of questions and then always forward everything over to either Russ or JC, would be 386-445-3585. So 386-445-3585. And, of course, you'll find that on buildingfortressradio.com or anything else you Google and you find my name associated with. And then, JC, how about yourself?
Okay, so right now my phone number is 424-527-7626. I have a for-profit called KGU International, Keep Getting Up Internationally, and you can reach me at the website there. And my email is jccoffee@kguinternational.com.
Okay, great, great. Well, I think it's certainly a worthwhile project that you are undertaking to help a lot of people to not only have their own nonprofit organization, a 501c3 or whatever, or a 501c8, whatever. There are many, many derivatives of that 501 process that the federal government offers. So to be able to get that and to have their own foundation, if you will, many people just, it's been a dream or a thought or an idea, but they haven't pursued it. So to go down that highway, I think it's monumental to be able to walk 1, 2, 3 down that road to get them started, to have that entity like a Bill Gates Foundation, a Warren Buffett Foundation, or even a Clinton Foundation in that arena. You know, the other thing that I'm impressed. I'm sorry.
I said I love it. With our operational plan, I think it's a lot different because our team is our backbone. It's a group of professionals with hearts as big as their brains.
Okay,
very, very different.
Yeah, okay, absolutely. And then I like the GoFundMe process where people can just step up to the plate and have a GoFundMe program that's operational and that's effective and that will realize their benefits, whether they want to raise money for college or pay off the student loans, because student loans is at $1.7 trillion now, and a lot of people just can't pay that bill. So you're offering a chance for people to raise money so that you can eventually, the whole United States can eliminate that bill. So I like that construct. Peter, did you have any questions of JC about?
Tons of questions, but we want her back. But just as a brief note, you know, when I was developing people in my own sales organizations and we were talking about starting a business, we'd always say, you know, there's two big reasons why most people fail. And by the way, most businesses fail. And they fail within the first 5 years. And those that don't fail in the first 5 years fail in the second 5 years. So the reality is that most small businesses fail. And if you look at what are the underlying reasons, it's not hard work. People that fail at businesses, sometimes they work literally any 20 out of 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for years on end. And that could happen. So it's not hard work. It's not determination. It's not, you know, anything else. It's usually that they run out of money. Or it's a management issue. They don't know what they're doing. So those two issues, they run out of money. So I'm a sales guy, so I say, well, that's easy to kind of fix. Make sure you learn sales because with sales, you can increase your income. And the other part as far as the management issue, you need knowledge, and you need knowledge from people that have probably made all the mistakes that you're going to. There's no reason to make all of the mistakes. You can't live long enough to be able to survive and make all those mistakes. So what I see that JC is putting together is handling two things. It's handling the money issue, because sometimes you just need money to be able to do things the right way. And then it's the experience issue. These entrepreneurs that are willing to give back and help people that are interested in learning, those solve the two biggest problems that are out there today, which is money and knowledge. And like I said, you can't live long enough in a business to be able to make all the mistakes you're going to make on your own and still be able to make it without government funding. Like, you could be Mark Zuckerberg and get billions of dollars in funding, or Elon Musk and get billions of dollars in funding, but more than less likely, those underprivileged people, those people in undesirable areas or the undesirable classes or whatever we're going to call the people that you'll be helping, they just don't get that. So I really applaud JC and the other people that are pouring their hearts into this to be able to give people a hand up. Now, the next thing is, those small businesses are the economic engines in the communities that they work with. They're the ones that grind out the gears that make things happen. They are the most important people in the community. They help develop people. They help hire people. They pay local vendors. They steer people straight. They help their local customers. They are everything. I'm going to suggest they might even be the most important people in that community. So the small the small, either home-based business or small entrepreneurs, are the economic engine of those communities that help every way possible. And JC, whatever we can do to help, I'm all in. So let me just tell you, I'm all in. All my chips are in the casino of JC Coffee. We're going to help this thing out. We're doubling down wherever we can. And we have more stuff than you could ever imagine, so I'm all in. So, Russ, that's my comments. I love this stuff. I love it. It's the reason why, you know, I got to stay a little bit longer on this spinning planet, Russ.
Yeah, we are. So you've helped a lot of people in the past, obviously, and that's why you do this program. And
tons.
I congratulate you for doing this program and helping people. And so the next thing
just,
is that...
If I could just jump in one last thing. Artificial
sure.
intelligence and the tools associated with artificial intelligence is going to be the unbelievably great equalizer for these people. This was heretofore non-existent, but you will be able to do things that multi-billion dollar companies have spent billions of dollars doing, and you'll be able to do that on a shoestring budget. It's amazing what's happening in the last year, but what's going to be happening in the next year makes it so available. Like, oh my gosh, if you want it,
Peter,
now's the right time. Yes.
Yes, I would like to speak a little bit about that. So that's one of the things that I'm so excited about, the ability to be able to teach someone on a heightened level like that. See, most people feel that very few things are obtainable to them, right? Because you only know what you're taught. And from a level where we are right now, I can come in and teach somebody in 1 hour how to put a movie together, how to build out a complete business plan and infrastructure. And then with our experts, we can show them how to sustain it, because we can show them how to write it and create it, but now we're going to show them how to live it. And most people never even know that they ever have this opportunity.
Well, they didn't before. They didn't. The answer is they did not before. It started literally today for most people.
Sure. Excellent, excellent. Love it. Okay. So I guess we're at the end of the hour. I'm looking at the clock here. Peter, I really appreciate the time and effort and energy that you have given this, and thank you for having me and JC on the call today. And maybe, JC, before we leave, you might want to leave your contact information. So anyone out there who has an idea or concept or a need can get in contact with you. How's that?
Absolutely. That is JC Coffee, and it's my phone number is 424-527-7626, and my company is KGU International, Keep Getting Up Internationally.com.
Okay. Again, that's 424-527-7626. I did it slow. You know, I'll be back to write the pins and all that.
I agree.
Right.
And
thank you, Peter. I appreciate it. Listen, this is Russ Johnson. I'm with lightsofthenight.org, and Peter is gracious enough to allow us to be on the program this morning to share some information with you. Thank you, Peter.
Great information. And remember, her website is KGU, like Keep Getting Up, I love it, international.com. So KGUinternational.com, and we will see everybody next time on Building Fortunes Radio. We're going to make sure that JC has a guest page on Building Fortunes Radio as well, with her links and some other things that she has going on as well, so we'll be able to get her some of the attention
that she truly
deserves. Hey, I love this. This is what we do this for. I mean, this is what else?
Right.
What else is living about? Helping other people.
Well, this,
so we're going to catch
absolutely.
Everybody next time. Good. Good, Russ. I'll let you wrap it up.
Sharing is caring.
All right, we're done. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.